What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of House of Ortandia. And on this episode, we have a few things that we have to discuss that is disgusting. And so, without further ado, man, let's jump right into it. The first thing that we want to talk about is an app called, it's a two-parter. So the first thing, there's an app called Telegram where white supremacists are recruiting other potential people to join their racist organizations. And they are also asking them to use COVID-19 as a bio-warfare. So if they get exposed to it, they're asking them to go into minority communities, to governmental buildings, to anywhere where there are minorities, Jews, government officials, and to spread the virus. They want to use this as a bio warfare. And so they are on the radar of some FBI governmental organizations. And so I need them to speed this up, to be more, you know, vigilant, if you will. And so that for the app Telegram, they are dragging their legs to move, you know, these posts to take these people's pages down. So if you are on that, using that app, every time, if you see a post like this, please report it, keep reporting it. Don't just block these people, report them. And that goes for any app. If you see it on Instagram, if you see it on Facebook, if you see it on YouTube, if you see it on LinkedIn, wherever you see this, white supremacists trying to use this as a biohazard, trying to get people to make other people sick, report their behinds, report their page so they could be taken down. Okay. The next thing. Okay. You know, some rappers are trash, but these two rappers are trash. They're like trash to the second power. If you haven't heard, Lil Boosie and the rapper Wretch. Wretch is out of California, Los Angeles, I believe, and Lil Boosie is out of New Orleans. Shout out to Nola. My prayers go up to Nola. Sidebar, because I know they're hit very hard with COVID-19. But at any rate, these two rappers, I think Wretch's Instagram page has been taken down. I don't know about Lil Boosie yet. But Wretch, let's start with Wretch. He has been asking people to pop Molly, to pop pills. And people have been doing it. And people were reporting his page. And it took IG a long time to take his page down. Not only that, he's been asking people to pop 20 plus Mollies at a time and all other kind of pills. People have been doing it. He's asked people to come on his live and shoot heroin, and they've been doing it. He's asked people to eat feces. Yeah, feces, and they've been doing it. And it's, when I tell you I want to take this low-life rapper, put my hands around his neck and just squeeze until he's no more. But people were posting it. People kept, you know, first of all, his lives was way too many people were on his lives during this time. That's one. So and people were in the comment section saying, this is crazy. This is demonic. Take this down. And his fans were attacking those people. I said, you know what? You are the devil incarnate. So people were reporting him to Instagram. And so Instagram was like, oh, there's a lot going on. You know, we have, you know, in other words, we too busy to be worried about this right now. So finally, the last time I checked, they had taken this page down. Now, I don't, you know how people do. They go back up and create another page with a fake name and all this kind of stuff. So if you see this on Insta, if you see people doing foul stuff, not just white supremacists trying to entice people to make other minorities sick. But if you see these wicked entertainers out here trying to get people to pop pills and drink and all this other stuff, report they behind too. Their page needs to be taken down. And also, little Bootsy, with his trifling behind, he had women expose themselves on Instagram. And you had women that were exposing themselves, and their children were in the room. Their babies were in the room. I mean, sis, bro. And people were, again, defending him. His fans were defending him because people would be commenting, this is trash, take this down, stop degrading women. You have daughters, you have a mother, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, you know him. He always want to clap back at people. He's like a female to me. LaBoosie is such a female. He's so feminine to me till I don't take him seriously. Look, yo, like, you a clown, bro. You a whole clown. And so, okay, if you see this, if you get a hint of it, report these mugs. I want them to lose everything. Lose endorsements. Lose record contracts. Lose a house. I don't care. Lose everything. Because you stop doing this stupid stuff. You know what I mean? You quarantine. We all quarantine. But we ain't got people doing dumb stuff. So that's why this podcast is called A Call for Justice. Everything that I'm about to tell you, I need you to, it's a call to action. I need you to take action against this kind of stuff. Okay. The next thing, McDonald's. So the McDonald's in LA and some of the McDonald's in LA and some of the McDonald's in Tampa, Florida, they're not allowing their employees to wear masks. Talking about where it can scare our customers. No fool, it can make your employees sick, which in turn, they can infect the food. Now, I don't know if the virus can be transported to food, but it can definitely be on the bags that, you know, you're putting the food in, and then somebody can touch it that's sick because they're not allowed to wear masks, and some of them don't even wear gloves because they don't have any at their restaurants, and so they're touching your food, your bags, and giving it to you through the drive-thru. You're taking it home, opening it, it's on your table, and et cetera, et cetera. So they interview, because, you know, McDonald's are privately owned, you know, franchise owned. So they interviewed the franchisees at the ones in LA and the ones in Tampa, and they lied to the press saying, we're testing every employee every day as they come in. An employee who wanted to remain anonymous, they also interviewed her. And she was like, they're lying. Both places. They were like, they're lying. And first of all, I ain't been tested yet. And on top of that, one of the ones in LA, it was in like South Central, I believe. She said, not only are we not being tested, but one of our coworkers had coronavirus. And he was coming to work every day. And then they closed the restaurant down for one day. They said they cleaned it, and we came back the next day. And we still not allowed to wear gloves and masks. So I say this to say, if you are doing fast food, takeout, Grubhub, especially if you're going through the drive-thrus of these restaurants, I'll get to the takeout, to the Grubhubs and the Uber Eats in a second. But if you're doing takeout with these restaurants, I'm sorry, if you're doing, takeout, if you're going through the drive-thru, look in there, peer in there, and see if these people are wearing masks and gloves. If they're not, call your local health department and make a complaint, lodge a complaint. Tell them this, the address of the restaurant, tell them the name of the restaurant, the address of the restaurant. If you can get the manager's name, report him or her as well, because they need to be shut down. Because the thing is, these restaurants are making all of this money because, you know, takeout has increased. People don't really want to cook, you know, and so people going, like I said, they're going in, they're getting takeout, but they're not taking precautions to keep their employees safe. Excuse me. They're not taking precautions to keep their employees safe, nor are they taking precautions to keep the public safe. So a lot of these restaurants need to be shut down. Absolutely. What I wanted to say about that. Oh, CDC, not the CDC, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and any of the other ones that I can't remember. But you know these takeout apps. If these people aren't coming to your house with gloves on and mask on, send that food back. Cancel, no, give me a refund. Because Uber, that means Uber and Grubhub aren't being vigilant enough to tell their drivers to
to be to use protective equipment, to put on a mask, to put on gloves. That means they're not, if they're not saying it, not just one time, they need to say it all the time. They need to say, if you're going to be a driver for us, you need to protect yourself and you need to protect the people that you're dropping the food off to. I mean, yes, they're only dropping it off on your doorstep. I don't care. You're handling my food, my bag of food. You need to have gloves on. And so if you peeking out the window, they're dropping it off on your porch and you peeking out the window and ain't no gloves on, ain't no mask on, report that restaurant, report Grubhub, report everybody. Call your local health department, file a complaint on Grubhub's website, Uber Eats website, and any of the other food delivery sites as well. What else? Back to the restaurants. Okay, not only are they, this is all the restaurants, not just the McDonald's in Tampa and the McDonald's in LA, but restaurants aren't practicing social distancing. Yeah, they may only have 3 or 4 people in the restaurant, but these 3 or 4 people that are cooking, they all up on each other. So, bruh. I say all that to say, please cook at home. Please cook. Because these restaurants are making a whole lot of money, bruh. They're making more money than they made all last year together in these last few months. Cook at home. Go on YouTube, find you some recipes. Baby, I've been cooking more than I've ever cooked. I done made, sidebar, I done made, they call it coffee cup, a coffee mug, brownies. And I'm going to tell you how I made it. I found this recipe on YouTube, and there's hundreds of them. You take your coffee mug. In that coffee mug, you put flour, baking soda, vanilla extract, sugar, and did I use an egg? An egg. You do use an egg. Stir it up. Put it in the microwave for like a minute, 40 seconds. Boom, you got a chocolate brownie. A whole brownie, boo. A whole brownie. And so I may have been making, so you know what? I don't need no more desserts and cakes from the grocery store. And also, I love ice cream. I've been making mason jar ice cream. I told y'all about this before. Take a mason jar that has a lid on it, heavy whipping cream, vanilla extract, sugar, whatever flavor you want it to be. I made coffee flavor the other day, two tablespoons of ground coffee. Put it in a mason jar, shake it for 5 minutes, put it in the freezer up to 3 hours. Boom, you got soft serve ice cream. Baby, cook your food, okay? I say all that to say, excuse me for clearing my throat. I say all that to say, cook your food. These restaurants aren't, trust me, are not. I've been reading article after article after article. Most of these restaurants are not practicing social distancing inside the kitchen. These people are all up on each other. These people are not wearing masks. A lot of them are not wearing gloves. So just be careful. Just be careful, okay? What else we got on over here to talk about? But definitely not least. No, we got 2 more things. First thing, France, they want to, were 2 doctors in particular in France, they want to use Africans as guinea pigs. In other words, they want Tuskegee experiment 2.0. They want to test the COVID vaccine on Africans. They don't want their permission to do it. They just see them as test dummies, you know, for lack of a better word. So I'm going to read you their comment that they made. They were video conferencing one another. And of course, it got leaked. And this was in the Washington Post. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read you some of it. Just hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay. All right. How far do I want to go down? Okay, here we are. Last week on French television, 2 doctors sparked anger with their comments. While speaking about finding a cure against the novel coronavirus, Jean-Paul Meyre, the head of the intensive care unit at the Cochin Hospital in Paris, asked, "If I could be provocative, should we not do this study in Africa where there are no masks,
treatment or intensive care, a little bit like it's done, by the way, for certain AIDS studies or with prostitutes. He was addressing the research director of France's National Health Institute, Camille Loach. I don't know, I may not be saying his name right, who promptly agreed. Nonetheless, although they were speaking about putting human lives at risk, the two doctors sound totally casual. That's crazy. That is crazy. They ultimately apologized. You know how to get a fake apology. When it went viral, there was a hashtag that went out, Africa is not your lab. And of course, that was on every social media outlet. And eventually they came out and apologized. But baby, please, that little fake apology that everybody gets when they get dragged, I ain't even gonna read you the apology. But nonetheless, why do people think it's okay to make Africans test monkeys, like test dummies, test rats? Like, what, France? You got your own problem, baby, with coronavirus. You got a whole bunch of folk walking around the streets of France that's sick, that you need to be testing that virus, that vaccination right on them. You don't need to be trying to cross no borders, coming in no African country, trying to test nobody, okay? It's like, no, African countries have their own doctors, specialists, health officials, scientists. They will create a vaccination. They're way more intelligent than you. They will create their own vaccinations, and they will go through the proper channels to see if anyone would like to receive the vaccination. They don't need your help, friends. You've done enough, okay? You've done enough with African people. You've done enough victimizing and what's the other word I want to use? Vile things to people of the on the continent. You've done enough. Thank you, but no thank you. Yo, you like, wait, what have they done before? Okay, let me read you some of the things that France has done. Y'all heard about Sarah Bartman. She's a woman from South Africa who the French said that her body was exotic. She was exposed in fairs in the 19th century. She was a symbol of racist dehumanization. They were looking at every part of her body. Every part of her body, okay? She eventually died. And by the way, men were allowed to have their way with her. Okay. So she eventually died. And you know what France did? They dissected her body. And they were on display. The parts of her body were on display in the Museum of Mankind in Paris until the mid 1970s. So yeah. What else did they do, you say? France used to have human zoos. They would force people from Africa, Asia, and America to perform entertainment for the people that came to those human zoos, okay? They also had a nuclear power plant in the 60s. Well, they were exposing people to all kind of chemical gases. And they were taking those chemical gases that they were creating in those nuclear plants, and they were taking them on the continent of Africa and exposing children and whole communities to those chemical gases, okay? So, France, you've done enough. You have done enough. Take your behind. These are doctors, I'm saying. These are not like boo-boo the cuckoo and moo-moo the shoo-shoo over here in France just talking. These are heads of hospitals, supposedly decorated scientists talking about practicing or using people on the continent of Africa as test rats. Because, hey, you know, why not? We might as well use them because, you know, they're not people anyway. They're not human anyway. Y'all crap. Child. So, I'm glad y'all, the hashtag came out. Africa is not your lab. I'm glad they got shut down. But it needs to go further. Because you know they weren't just having that conversation. You know at some point they've done that. Whether to Africans that are in their country or they found a way to migrate their little corny
Okay, calm down. I almost called him. Yo, almost took a page out of, did y'all see Barbershop 2? I remember, what was his name? The little dude. The little dark-skinned dude. I almost took a, remember he was going at it with the white barber? He called him Pastry Pilgrim. I almost said that about these two scientists. But no, I'm pretty sure they found a way. They weren't just talking. That's what concerns me. It weren't just banter. You know, I'm pretty sure they've done it in the past and they're figuring out a way to do it now. So my listeners that are in France or in anywhere, excuse me, near there, report these people. Report, call who you need to call. Protest against them. I know right now there's, you know, you can't be outside protesting, but you can certainly online go on their pages protesting, go on the hospitals that these guys work for. Like I said, the first one, I'm sorry. Let's see. The first one, what's his name? John Paul Mira. He's the head of intensive care of the intensive care unit at the Cochin Hospital in Paris, France. So call that hospital. He needs to do more than apologize. He needs some diversity training. He needs to be set down from his position. So call the hospital. Make your complaints at the hospital. I don't know if there's a... Public Information Act over there. Like, what have they done? Their research? Is their research public information? Can we get access to it? I don't know. But whatever you need to do, like I said, call the hospital, make large complaints against this guy. And also the other one, what's the other one? I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the other one's name and his position. Let's see. The research director of France's National Health Institute, Camille Loch. His name is spelled CamilleLocht. It's his last name. So he's the research director. He's the director. The research director for the National Health Institute. That's like the national, which I'm sure they, some racist pricks in the national research centers here as well. I'm certain of it. As I'm certain that my name is Rotandia, I'm certain there are some racist pricks throughout research centers in America. But this guy, he's a director. So find the research center. Call, lodge complaints against him. Do whatever you need to do. Because he needs to lose his position. They need to lose their positions altogether. They need to lose their credentials. Let me tell you something. Flood them. This now is time. Just, you know, okay, side note. You know I like to take my little rabbit trails. When we're in the middle of a pandemic and everybody's saying, oh, we're in this together, we kind of forget that there are injustices going on. There are still social injustices going on against Black people, against women, against brown people. There are still, it didn't stop because we have a global pandemic. Like, coronavirus didn't cure racism. You know what I'm saying? It's still there. You know what I mean? You know, so don't be lulled asleep. Still be very active in social justice. You know, you might have to do it online, make some phone calls and all that good stuff now, but still be just as vigilant and active as you were before COVID-19 showed its face. Okay. And the last thing that I wanted to share with you guys is Dear Sweet China. Okay. So in the BBC News, in other news outlets as well, but this one came from the BBC News. There is some McDonald's in Ganguzhou. I'm going to spell it for you. Ganguzhou is a city in China. First of all, there is a notice put on the McDonald's there.
And the notice reads, we've been informed that from now on, black people are not allowed to enter the restaurant. Yep, that was posted on the door. On the door, bruh. So not only that, Nigerians and other Africans have been kicked out of their homes in China. Their passports have been taken. These people are homeless now. Homeless. A month ago, they were living in their homes. Now they've been kicked out of their homes. Let me read you a little something from this article. Last week, hundreds of Africans in Gangazu, I'm just going to say Gangazu, I don't know how to say it, in Gangazu, China, were evicted from hotels and apartments after online rumors spread that coronavirus was spreading among African people. A rumor went online. First of all, China, it came from you. COVID-19 came from you. Let's be clear. It came from you, okay? And so they're saying, oh, our cases are closed. We're, you know, our cases are dropping. We got this thing under control. We did quarantine and, you know, it's under control now. And now it's spreading among, a rumor went online that said it's spreading among Africans. And now let's treat them. Let's be xenophobic against these African people. Let's kick them out of their hotels. Let's kick them out of their apartments that they've been paying rent at for months, years. A lot of these are students that are, you know, getting educated there. Bruh, they homeless now. Getting their passports taken. They can't even go back home. Police on the street are taking their passports from them. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm like, So y'all remember when Chinese people were being beat up here in America, in New York and some other cities? People were just beating them up, which I do not agree with. I'm not down with that. You know, and so guess what? The Chinese was coming out. They were saying, oh, this is racist. America, y'all need to do something about this. The Chinese government and other officials were saying, y'all can't allow our people to be attacked in your country. Bippity bippity boppity bop bop bop. You know, and people start coming out, saying, celebrities were saying stuff against it. Stop, y'all need to stop, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we got Nigerians and other Africans in Gangazu, China. We got McDonald's there posting that black people are no longer allowed to enter the premises. And the government here and there are quiet as a church mouse, okay? Quiet. Ain't nobody saying, where's the outrage? Is this not xenophobia as well? For y'all, because I had to look that word up. I'm not going to sit here and act like I knew what it meant. So for those of us who need a little extra care, you know, a little extra information, I'm going to Google xenophobia. I'm going to read it to you. Hold on. You got my Twitter finger working. Hold on now. Here we go. Okay. Dislike of or prejudice against people from other countries. Let me give you another one. Fear and hatred of strangers or foreigners or of anything that is strange or foreign. Not just dislike, but fear and hatred towards foreigners. And so not only are they homeless, but you got random citizens rolling up on them, chasing them down the street. They're beating people up. I'm like, bruh. And so some provincial government, somebody made a statement. Okay, here's a statement from somebody in government there. The Gangazu provincial government has responded to concerns about discrimination by calling China and Africa good friends, partners, and brothers. If you don't sit down with that lie, bruh. That's a hot lie. You need to stop it. And
And then the McDonald's responded, saying the ban on Black people was not representative of our inclusive values. So, you know, McDonald's, the corporation, made that statement. Not that particular one. Okay, immediately upon learning of an unauthorized communication to our guests at a restaurant in Gongazoo, we immediately removed the communication and temporarily closed the restaurant. The restaurant added that they had conducted diversity and inclusion training in the branch. Well, that was late, but it came, you know. Child, the whoever posted that sign needs to be fired. Absolutely. The manager, the franchisee, whoever, everybody needs to be fired. Throw the whole restaurant away. Throw the whole restaurant in the trash. But if you are in Gongazoo, or if there is an organization that is offering aid to these people that are now homeless and without their passports to get back to their home, if there is an organization, Google it. Google something like, I'm going to spell Gongazoo for you. Gongzhou, China. If there are organizations that's offering relief to these people, find it. And if you can, donate whatever you can. Continue to stay on the necks of the government in China about xenophobia of African people. And not only African people. I was watching a news clip. They were doing it to Germans that were in China. They were doing it to white Americans. You know you crazy if you're doing it to Americans. Like, bro, I'm about to go to the embassy and shut this whole country down. You tripping. But that was like a few people. It was like I said, a few Germans they were doing it to, a few Americans. But predominantly it was Africans. You know, and so that's crazy, man. Like I said, keep your foot. I'm going to keep my foot on their neck. I'm going to keep looking it up. I'm going to keep my foot on the neck of these restaurants. Let's give a recap. I'm going to keep my foot on these fast food, on these food delivery companies. I'm going to keep my foot on the neck of these restaurants. I'm going to keep my foot on the neck of China, the whole nation. I'm going to keep my foot on your neck. I'm gonna keep my foot on these trash rappers out here. Got people doing crazy stuff. I'm gonna keep my foot on the neck of these social media outlets that's not taking these pages down. They have people doing all kind of wicked and vile things. And not only should I keep my foot on their neck, you should be doing the same thing. Because like I said before, social justice, racism didn't go anywhere. Attack on women hasn't gone anywhere. Clearly, you got Lil Boosie doing this foolish stuff. And you might say, these women are grown. You know, yeah, they grown. But guess, Lil Boosie grown too. And not only, yeah, he got whole daughters out here. That he, you know, it's like, no. You're going to be held accountable. These women going to be held accountable, but he going to be held accountable as well. So keep reporting him. Keep reporting anybody you see doing some wickedness on these social media outlets. Report they butt. I saw a guy. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm on LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is supposed to be so professional. This guy, so I'm scrolling, you know, I'm just scrolling on LinkedIn. Because, you know, I'm looking for a new job. So I'm looking for, when I'm on LinkedIn, I'm looking for the people that are talent acquisition, that do the recruit. I'm looking for the recruiters. You feel me? So I'm scrolling. I'm just on my feed looking. And this guy posted this nasty little thing about, like, what was it? It was like sexual positions or something. And I had to look like, wait, what? Well, I reported him so fast, faster than I could get my next breath out. I reported his butt. And I almost went on his DM'd him and cussed him out. But I said, I can't do that because then he'll report me and then I'll get my LinkedIn page taken down. But I definitely reported him. They removed that comment anyway that he posted. But I'm like, what? This is LinkedIn, bro. People out here trying to get jobs. And you out here, you take that mess back to your house. Don't post it on Facebook. Don't post that mess on Instagram. Don't post that mess on no other app. Keep that mess in your house with your vile, nasty. I should have got his name so I could have I could have read him for filth by name, but I didn't write his name down, and I don't remember his name. Cause you know, honey, I call your whole name out. I don't care nothing about it. But if I go back on there and I see something that he posted, next time I'm on this podcast, I'm gonna call his whole name, his whole government out. I'm gonna call out his employer and everything. And that's what I should have did. I forgot. I should have found out who his employer was. What do you call it? Screenshotted that mug, sent it to his employer, and got turned real white. Wrote a whole letter to his employer about how offended I am. So he could have got fired. You feel me? Take that foolishness to your own house. Let me say, I'm going to keep my foot on your neck. I'm going to keep my foot on your neck. Okay, I'm going to calm down now. Calm down. But calm down, baby. But calm down. All right, y'all. That's it. And like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me. And I'm out.